This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Also known as Todd the Radio God. Kevin Flynn as well.
Yo.
Both of them have their hands on the phone and all the buttons. So you can call us right now at 800-228-0550. I'd like to get right to the calls today. Already some texts rolling in on a number of topics as well. You can text myself at 701-367-2054, or you can text Todd, the radio god, at 701-226-8503. Leah Backstrom is here as well. When you see little tweets throughout the day at What's On Your Mind Radio on our Twitter account or on Facebook, you know that Leah is doing that. She's actually just here in the studio with us and keeping tabs on different things that come up, and it's a good way to keep tabs on the show if you're not able to listen on that particular day and kind of get some of the highlights of the show. If you haven't yet followed us on Twitter, do so at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and the same thing with Facebook. And how about this? Anybody that likes us today on Facebook, What's On Your Mind Radio, or follows us on Twitter, we'll have a chance at a pair of slippers from MyPillow. So you just randomly pick one of each, Leah. And anybody new to What's On Your Mind Radio Twitter or What's On Your Mind Radio Facebook can count on getting a chance at a free pair of slippers from Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow, who make the best slippers, the best pillows, the best towels, the best robes, the best sheets. Who needs big box stores, right?
Oh, man, these slippers, because we got a pair, they're so soft when you go into them, but now mine are starting to get broken in now. So that memory foam is starting to remember my feet. You just put your foot in there. It's like putting on a custom fit glove.
Little slice of heaven right there.
You bet. Especially on a cold morning in the Lakes Country.
So yesterday during the show, I didn't even mention this on the air, but my daughter Haley popped in, and Haley's a senior over at Chandler. And she just out of the blue came in. I forget what happened. I think they had a break or something. She came in. Or did they send all the kids home or something? Did I hear that yesterday? I think they did. I think Shanley is having like a pause, and they're back to having kids work from home because some of the theater kids and some others. They're just an outbreak of a couple of extra cases, and on a way of precaution, I guess, to kind of send everybody home. And so she popped in here yesterday during the show. And said hi. And Leah was nice enough to capture that moment with my baby girl. So that was kind of fun. We put that out on Facebook. Today I'm going to put out, and Leah, you can do this. I tried on four different pairs of sunglasses with my friend Ashley at Aspire Optical. And I didn't really know this, because to me sunglasses were like the ones you get at the gas station for $10. And you buy a pair a month because you lose them.
Yeah,
that's like always
whatever.
Fun. But I found out today, and Todd knows this stuff because Todd knows everything, but there's, you know, the tint in the tint in your sunglasses. Have you ever thought about, oh, I want this tint or that? I throw them on. Yeah, looks good. Fine, I buy them. You know, $9.99.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Most expensive pair I've ever bought was probably in $20. But they have all these choices. If you're light sensitive, you go gray or green tint. If you do a lot of outdoor activities, you wear the brown base. The driver's lens is the rose base. Overcast, snowy conditions, yellow base if you're a skier or shooting, hunting.
That is the best for snow, those yellow goggles.
I mean, they have incredible amounts of choices for these things, so I didn't know which one to go with. So I have the different lenses. Don't pay attention to the frames, but check out the lenses, which one has the best look. I thought about the aviator pair. Hey, Londa. Londa. Before Ashley leaves, could you have him bring in the aviator pair, the Joe Biden pair? I should add that to the mix.
Joe Biden pair.
It looked like you walked out of the Top Gun set.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
Joe Biden has the aviator right
there. Hey, Maverick. Yeah, okay.
And he's trying to act like he's super cool.
Trying to act like he's Goose or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the aviator pair?
Yep.
Oh, I look like him there. Well, thank you very much, Londa. I hope you enjoyed working here. Do you have the, do you have the aviator pair? Actually, I'll do one more pair. I just got told by Londa Hager on our staff that I look like Joe Biden. And that was without the aviator pair, so you know it's going to get worse. I do agree, sadly, that you have a point there.
Hold on, let me see it, Londa.
It's the gray hair.
See.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, he does.
All right, so Londa, here are the, these are the official Joe Biden glasses, okay?
All right, let's see it.
And I'm going to try to act like Joel Cool like he does, and you can take that picture and see what you think there if I look like Joe Biden. If I do...
Those are not the yellow ones, though. Those are just
officially
good,
ending
good dark
yeah.
sunglasses.
There we go. Thank you, actually. Those are actual Ray-Ban aviators right there, right?
I love those yellow aviator ones, too, that they have.
Yeah, so in another life, I used to wear the Porsche ones.
Yep.
Remember, they kind of looked like bug deflectors, too.
Yep.
Big, giant glasses on there.
I was always a bole guy.
Anyway, we'll have all that up on the What's On Your Mind Twitter and What's On Your Mind Facebook account today. Remember, you follow us on Twitter today or... like us on Facebook on the What's On Your Mind radio account, and we are going to give away some slippers today, okay? One lucky winner will be selected from all the new likes and new follows today at What's On Your Mind. And Ashley Freeborn at Aspire Optical is one of those entrepreneurs that I love. You know, the retail experience anymore is not, when you're going to buy a pair of glasses, as an example for him, and this goes for malls, this goes for anything. I mean, consumers today require... an experience, right? They don't want to walk into a big box store and just, and you can see this in Best Buy, because Best Buy is kind of a big box store, but that's transformed in the last 5 years. It's completely different. You know, they got a little Apple store within that store. They got a little Samsung store within that store. The cell phone choices. If you're buying microwaves.
Boy, are they attentive.
They give you an experience.
They do.
And I admit, I love that store, even though you're not really buying local. I mean, it's just because of the experience. Same thing with Aspire Optical in the little Blue Water Creek neighborhood of Fargo. If you're cruising through right by the tavern, which is one of the, I would say, newer kind of restaurants in town, wouldn't you? The tavern?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know how long they've been here, a couple of years, but I consider them one of the newer types, you know, that have been here a while. But anyway, thanks, Ashley, for bringing over a bunch of pairs for me to try out, and you can check those out today. I'll give you more incentive to go to What's On Your Mind for sure. On the show today, Jimmy Fallia at the bottom of the hour from Fox Across America, and that is on Fox Nation and on Fox Across America Radio as well every day. Okay, it's Fallia.
Fallia.
Jimmy Fallia.
Fallia. Fallia.
Fallia.
Yep, Fallia.
You're going to tell me that 10 times before I introduce him. I just seen
no worries. Fallia.
Fallia. Okay. Nuclear. Anyway,
you'll get it.
Also today on the program, we're going to talk with him a little bit about, I'm going to pledge this to you on this program, folks. You're going to get sick of hearing about HR1.
Oh, can't talk about it enough.
On this program.
Because, I have to tell you about my Amy Klobuchar office call yesterday, too, that I made.
Oh, how'd that go?
You're going to love to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I suggested we all call Amy Klobuchar, as did Michelle Bachmann, because Thursday, I believe it's Thursday, she chairs the Rules Committee hearing, which will decide how quickly do they want to ram this through in the Senate and get it to Joe Biden's desk. Meaning there will be no rules, so that's why they have a Rules Committee to get rid of all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And any norms that have been in the Senate for hundreds of years, trash those.
Unbelievable.
So we know they're going to do that, but we should make it difficult for them to do that. We should have Amy Klobuchar think long and hard, do I want to be a senator from Minnesota for much longer? Do I want to do this? You know, she's already smarting from being left at the altar of the Biden administration. You know, she helps hand the baton to Joe Biden and gets numero uno zippo nothing for it. Numero uno would be one thing. I don't know if she got one thing.
She got nada.
She got nada, zero zip. And so now her thing is she's going to be the hero and the marshal through HR1. I don't think so. I think we need to do everything in our power to stop that debt in its tracks because as much as, and you know what? I have to tell you, I didn't even think of this till Michelle Bachmann said it. She said something like this yesterday. She said, the border crisis is horrible, it's bad. I get what you saw there, Scott, it's terrible. The shooting in Colorado, awful, terrible, ridiculous. The COVID, oh, it's coming back, it's going to be worse than ever. All of these sky is falling kind of things politically that are happening are all designed by the media and the leftists to do what? To distract you.
Oh.
to distract you from HR 1.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Absolutely.
And here's one thing I came away from at the border. This is not sustainable. Politically, 70% of Americans do not want open borders. They want our immigration laws enforced. They don't want illegal immigrants coming here by the thousand in every pinpoint throughout Texas.
Well, they clearly do, because he got more votes than any presidential candidate in history. So, I mean,
he did, according to a fake election. But my point is, this politically is something they need to worry about. I think they know that, but I do think Michelle Bachmann's onto something. I think that's a thing. If we get them freaking out about the border, They'll pay less attention and fight less on HR 1. So much is being thrown at us so fast right now. It's an information war from the media. They play the game of the leftists in charge. It's a dang mess. It's a dang mess. So, very, very, very important that you pay attention to HR 1. So we'll talk with Jimmy about that. Sounds like Trump is going to head to the border. Good for him. Also, Jeff Hoverson will be here from Minot to talk about a big hearing this week on the legislation that would ban local governments from implementing mask mandates. What do you think of that? And some UND pros coming here today, all coming up.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control, your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Continues, brought to you by MyPillow today. As I mentioned earlier, did I tell you the promo code Scott gets you all the great deals, by the way? Gift giving? Get a gift card. Great read? Get Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Every penny of that $7.95 purchase goes to one of two causes, Lindell Recovery Network and the effort to expose an election system broken that led to an election stolen. There I said it. So that's reason enough to get that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Pillows at the best price ever, $29.98 for the premium pillow. Never happens. They have some pink robes in now. So, guys, get to ordering those. They have been impossible to keep in. 800-506-9028 or promo code Scott. If you would like to join the program today, call us locally in Bismarck Mandan on 550 K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, at 258-0550. Or you can call Kevin, AM 1100 The Flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, right here along I-29 Fargo, 271-1100. Toll-free from all of the others, KLTC, KTGO, listening in today, 800-228-0550, or text us. Texter says, those are called Ray-Ban trip glasses. What does that mean?
They're for, like, road tripping, I think, or...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They're aviators or whatever, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I used to call them teardrops.
Joe Biden might be on some kind of a trip, but it's not...
It's not
a road trip. Another texter says, morning, guys. Would you mind giving a big shout-out to the volunteer fire departments? There was a big fire north of Richardson yesterday. A number of towns came in to help. Never mind giving a shout-out to volunteer fire departments. Because while the fire departments at Fargo and Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot are wonderful, well-led and everything else, those people are getting paid to do what they do, as they should. I'm not saying they shouldn't get paid, but many of the fire departments in rural North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota are volunteer fire departments. This is, by the way, one of the reasons I advocated for an upgrade in North Dakota's already existing seatbelt law, because I, number one, deferred to law enforcement. I don't think you can say, I back the blue, and then say, well, I'm not going to agree with them on that. Tough bounce they have to go respond to all these horrific car crashes that we could reduce even incrementally with that change. Same thing with the first responders. They are volunteers. That's pretty amazing. So, shout out to the folks north of Richardson took on that fire yesterday and came in to help. Really appreciate those kind of shout outs right here on the program. Oh, I get it. The Ray-Ban trip glasses? Thank you to this listener who clarified. Trip up the stairs while wearing those Ray-Bans. That's the trip we're talking about, Kev.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it. Got it.
Yeah.
I was searching, like, trip. I haven't seen him used like that.
Texter says,
perfect sense.
Texter says, good morning, Scott. Thanks for everything you guys are doing for North Dakota. I have to say the H.R. 1 bill would be devastating, but have to give the Dems credit for naming it H.R. 1, meaning helpless Republicans. Keep up the good work. Elections have consequences, but here's the deal. When they can't win them legitimately, they find a way. And they did in the last election, which is why I believe they knew all along they were going to win this. Joe Biden didn't even have to campaign. He didn't even have anybody at his rallies. He was a useful pawn for the leftists. And they were planning the executive orders, H.R. 1, all of this stuff years ago. And all he's doing is implementing it. He's the vessel for all of this. And once they get all the bad stuff through, then they'll say, oh, kick him to the curb and you watch. Joe Biden will not be president at the end of his first term. I dare say he might not make it 2 years. This is my prediction. Let me talk a little bit about something we're going to talk about later in the program that I want your take on as well. Or maybe I'll do a little text poll here, and if you weigh in on this by text, I'll give away another pair of slippers. How about that? A pair of slippers and a beach towel, because summer is almost here. For anyone that answers this question, should local governments be able to implement mask mandates? Again, this does not include businesses, but it says, for instance, in Grand Forks, they had a mask mandate there when the city council wasn't in favor of it, but an unelected health bureaucrat in the county said, we'll have a mask mandate. Now, the governor's office, a fellow by the name of Jace Reed, who is his chief of staff and is very active with the legislature. Nice guy. I know Jace well. He's well-liked by the legislature. But he is right now pulling out the stops to convince every senator that they shouldn't vote for this. Because it passed in the House. There's a Senate hearing on it Thursday. And then there's a little event Thursday evening. It's all about health freedom. That everybody is, I shouldn't say everybody, the Republican establishment is shaking in their boots over. Because, gosh, people are actually going to get together and say, you shouldn't be mandated to wear masks. Oh, my gosh! For the love of Pete! We can't do that. Here's the deal. The seatbelt change didn't pass, not so much because people disagree that seatbelts save more lives than they cost. It didn't pass because people are tired of having their freedom taken away. And I believe this will pass for the same reason. People are just, after a year of the COVID response that sometimes bordered on absolute ridiculousness. You can't go to church, but you can go to Walmart and get a loaf of bread. We can't have kids in school actually learning when they're the least susceptible to any of
the bad. Can you pray in the aisle at Walmart, by the way?
From COVID? I did sometimes because, you know, you're left to do that. Couldn't go to church. Shut our churches down for a good 6 weeks. You could go there, but there was no church services. Look, we lost our minds in the middle of this. Now, I think Governor Burgum and the state of North Dakota were better than most. Probably better than, you know, 48 out of 50 states, maybe 49 out of 50. South Dakota, Kristi Noem clearly did it right. However, there were mask mandates there as well. And Kristi Noem says this better than anybody I've heard say it. Trust people. So, in my mind, you are asking senators to trust people rather than be for more government. And I'm keeping score on every senator on this bill in the North Dakota Senate. I'm very impressed with Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, because he's not twisting elbows. He is leaving his caucus to be free to vote their conscience on this, despite maybe the governor's office wanting it. The governor's office ought to stand down on this, in my mind, and let the process play out and allow every senator to answer this question. Am I for more government or less government when it comes to mask mandates, or am I for freedom? It's House Bill 1323 is important. Fred, let me get you in here quickly, and then we'll finish on the other side of the break. What's on your mind?
Well, I just do science. It's not always science. We've got 1,750 deaths from the two vaccines and a bunch of injuries from the vaccines with a 99.8% curable.
Hold that thought. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get to your numbers, your stats when we come up. Understanding estate planning. Mark Wagner is here from ND Estate Services to tell you how to avoid probate. It costs a ton of your money. Eliminate guardianship. Minimize taxes. Why give it to the federal government and protect your heirs? How can you help, Mark?
Great question, Scott. First of all, we want to help people who want help. It's really our job, our calling, to take a complicated process and really make it simple and easy for your family, especially at the time where they need it the most, at a death, or when you're unable to be responsive, you're incapacitated.
And you do that for a flat fee?
Yeah, we have a flat fee that includes all the attorney work that you need, which would be $39.50, includes all the legal documents.
Avoid the squabbles among the family. Avoid the huge check going to Uncle Sam. NDEstateServices.com or call 701-318-0908 now. Don't wait. Tomorrow may be too late. 318-0908. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first witness in Derek Chauvin's murder trial, Jenna Scurry, a 911 dispatcher, testified Monday that she alerted a police supervisor May 25th after she watched Minneapolis police officers pin George Floyd to the ground in a security video feed. The Biden administration has moved away from sending families back across the border using the COVID-19 emergency measure called Title 42. Now the vast majority, up to 85% of family units who are apprehended by Border Patrol after crossing the border illegally, are quickly released into the United States. That's according to a senior Border Patrol officer during a March 26 press call. Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing new sexual harassment allegations, this time from a woman who claims the governor kissed her without her consent. It's the ninth complaint. 55-year-old Sherry Ville claims Cuomo kissed her when he came to her house to assess flood damage in 2017. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Part of the show where I make you hungry. PetroServe USA is the home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. It's Tuesday, so you could go meatballs in Harwood, chicken pot pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Valley City off exit 292, I-94, chicken pot pie or a hot beef sandwich. All these grab-and-go convenience. Downtown Fargo, NP Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Dish, chicken pot pie in Glendon today, too. It's a chicken pot pie kind of day, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Wind blowing, colder than it should be. I saw snowflakes earlier. No, not the kind at the college campus.
Where'd you see them?
Yeah, the ones that fall from the sky.
Yeah,
we got more than our fair share of snowflakes these days as well. And I'm going to count noses in the North Dakota Senate between who are snowflakes and who believe in freedom. We'll talk more about that next hour with Pastor Jeff Overson of Minot. House Bill 1323, when you're calling your senators, and please do call your senators. I'll give you a number for the end of the show, actually next hour in that segment, where you can call and make a difference on this. I've been asked to emcee an event called the Health Freedom Gala, which will be at the Heritage Center on Thursday night. This will be after the morning committee hearing, but before the full Senate votes on this. And again, how anybody can think it's a bad idea to discuss health freedom, I don't know. But that's open to the public, too. We'll be telling you all about that. Fred and Wayne, go ahead, if you would, just finish your point on the numbers of this and how we've sort of lost our way on this, and then we'll get to our next guest.
I just I want to give you a shout-out. Thank you for going down to Texas. And right now on One American News, they – at McAllen, Texas, they're interviewing a bunch of ranchers. That's really interesting on One American News. You did a good job down there, Scott. But this thing with the vaccine, there's a lot of people that don't want to take it. They're having trouble getting people to take it. And 1,750 people have died from the first two vaccines that came out. Now, that's in a, like I said, 99.8% survivable virus. And if you use hydroxychloroquine and those drugs, you can even other people get it. So now, when people don't want to take this, sometimes the science turns political. And then that, in this case, the science has turned awful political. I don't even want to tell you that. What if that would have been hydroxychloroquine, that some of those people were dying, that many of them that took it? They can't even find a death from some of these preventative things or from some of these treatments. So our science is way off on this. Don't be afraid to tell your children when they go to school that science teacher is lying to you. Don't be afraid to tell your people when they go to vote that your politicians are lying to you.
Well, I think also you're right, Fred, in that the science becomes political, right? I mean, it's almost shamed with it. Well, come on, you got to follow science. I always say when somebody throws science in my face, look, that's subjective too, and I want to dig into it before I just take your word for it. But second of all, if science is our guide, then abortion would end tomorrow in America. Flat stop, hard stop on abortion because it is now irrefutable that life begins at conception. You can see that with all the wonderful technology we have and everything else. So science is used politically when it benefits somebody. Jimmy Fallon is here, and Jimmy is a host on Fox Across America and Fox News Radio and Fox Nation. The show's called Fox Across America, and Fox Nation is where you can watch it. Fox News Radio is where you can hear it. Jimmy Fallon, how are you?
Yo, good to be here, man. I'm pumped up. Your last caller made one brilliant point that I just have to rebut slightly, because he said, don't be afraid to tell your kids to go to school and tell the teacher they're wrong. Who are these kids that are allowed to go to school? I'm a New Yorker. My kid doesn't go to school. He goes to the dining room and opens up a laptop and then glitches out and plays Xbox all day. I'm jealous is what I'm saying.
Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here, who's you've been on Todd's show in the afternoon, K-Fire Cafe, before, and Kevin Flinder as well. So you got three of us ganging up on you today, Jimmy. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, wow. You're sending, this is like Pulp Fiction. You're sending the wolf. I didn't know you're sending the wolf.
We're all big fans here. Big fans.
Now, how did just explain this radio thing, this TV thing, because many people obviously knew you before you were on Fox. Tell us a little bit about how this came to be. How did you make the trek into being a talk show host?
Wow, that's crazy. So I was driving a cab in New York City full time. And I was driving a cab, I was doing stand-up, and a Fox News booker saw me at a comedy club. And they were like, we should bring this guy on to Fox, because every time he opens his mouth, the rest of us will look smarter. So they started putting me on TV and doing TV hits, and from there they started to use me as like a fill-in host. But I guess I rated pretty well, and, you know, I'm working cheap. I mean, they're pretty much paying me in Tide Pods and Meisterbrow, so it's a no-brainer for the network. And, you know, assuming I eat the right pods, we have pretty good shows most days.
Yeah, whatever you're eating in the way of Tide Pods, keep eating those, because it's working. It's just working.
And they're gluten-free, and they're keto-approved. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. What would you say is the most important issue for you right now related to what you're hearing from your callers and what revs you up the most?
I mean, I'm fired up about the border lately. To be honest with you, it's a dereliction of duty by the media. And you'd think they would cover this border story if for no other reason than Biden has finally drawn a crowd somewhere, you know? I would think for that alone, it's worth showing up with a couple of cameras and being like, no way, he did it, you know?
Yeah, so
exactly. And they even got his T-shirts on. I mean, they're big fans.
Yeah. I mean, who saw that coming, you know? So Biden got a crowd. We've been talking a lot about that. But I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of on my show, because I spend so much time driving a cab, and obviously I was the minority in that profession. Like, I was a running joke in my garage because I was literally the only white guy in the industry at the time I was driving a cab, you know, which was, you know, let's go back, you know, early 2000s up to about 2014. But the way my show's going this week, I'll probably be driving again soon, but stick with me. Okay, when I was a cab driver, you know, everybody in my garage was, you know, a person of color, someone black, someone, you know, minority, you know, Latino, somebody who immigrated from the Middle East. And the running joke then was that, you know, they would call me the unicorn, they would call me, you know, the tourist attraction, because everybody was so fascinated by me. And it's true that, you know, people would get into a cab, and because they've never really seen a white cab driver before, they'd get excited, but we live in such a politically correct day and age, nobody wanted to say white. So they'd get in, they'd be like, oh, it's so good to see a Native American New Yorker driving a cab. I'd have that, I had somebody call me a Yankee, said, we don't get a lot of Yankees driving us. I was like, yeah, that's because Jeter makes $18 million a year, kind of a waste of time. But the point is, I've been very much focused on race my whole life, and I hate what's going on in the state of Georgia right now, where, you know, the corporations are being pressured to boycott Georgia because of this voter ID law. They're pressuring Major League Baseball and, of course, the PGA to boycott Georgia. So I've been focused very heavily on this disingenuous conversation we're having about race. Like, first and foremost, guys, I wish someone would have told me that asking for ID was racist, because I would have got into a lot more bars in college. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, exactly right.
It's ridiculous. And they keep pushing. We don't have a racism problem in this country as much as we have a Democrats keep calling everything racism problem.
Thank you.
You couldn't be more right. And little known fact, the Supreme Court voted 6-3 to say voter ID is not voter suppression. So there is no
it's not even close.
There's no court reason for, you know, doing this. It's just, again, part of a cottage industry to do just exactly that. What do you think about H.R. 1? We've really come to believe, and our audience has been worried about this since the day it was proposed and been talked about, and now it's tracking. I mean, it's passed the House. Amy Klobuchar will host a Rules Committee hearing on this week. I think it's Thursday, which will mean what rules do we have in the Senate that we've had for hundreds of years should we do without so we can ram H.R. 1 through the Senate and get it to the president. So this is 87%, I think, by congressional watchers, chance this thing passes, and we seem to be distracted, not that it's unimportant, with the border. I was there all last week. It's important. You know, shooting in Colorado or whatever. It just seems like somebody's behind a big Wizard of Oz-like screen orchestrating all this, and we're missing the most important thing that will change elections forever. Do you agree?
Yes, and it's infuriating because they very much have kept this off of the grid in terms of public discourse. Nobody's talking about this. And essentially, as you know, it takes every single element that made us distrust the outcome of the 2020 election and just codifies it into law, which is absurd. It's absurd on its face. And again, they're hiding behind the veil of racism again to get this through. Like, oh, if you oppose H.R. 1, you know, what's wrong with you? I'm so sick of hearing about voter suppression. We just turned out in the last election, what, 30 million more votes than any election in history? Like, clearly, people are having an okay time voting. In fact, some people are voting 2 and 3 times. We live in a country where you can vote if you're dead. I don't want to hear about voter suppression because people are voting from the afterlife in this country, and it's infuriating to me.
Sure is. Christopher in Minot for our guest, Jimmy Failla from Fox Nation and the Fox Across America show. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello. The last caller was talking about how his kid pretty much just goes on his laptop and does work and zones out. That's basically what it is. They assign assignments, and then the rest is just a political rant. I mean, it's pretty much they're forcing you to pretty much not think for yourself, and so you pretty much follow the government blindly. I mean, look at how they're saying Biden's the 50% approval rating. Most voted for president. And
it's true.
Yeah. I mean, Chris has got some good points here. I think the great tragedy in COVID-19 and the pandemic response is going to be what we did to our children in the name of health safety. And meanwhile,
total.
I mean, this is just egregious. This is really criminal is what it is. You know, and I think most parents get that now if you're living through it, just kind of like you were talking, Jimmy. You know, what do we do about it? How do we make sure that never happens again? What's the remedy here?
Well, the God's honest truth is this is where even Democrats need to know and admit to themselves that they would be benefiting from Donald Trump's leadership when it comes to the school issues. And the reason I say that is we know the CDC has told us these kids could be in school. We knew this last summer when the American Academy of Pediatrics said kids were safer in school than they were at home. And knowing that to be the real science, Donald Trump would be shaming these teachers' unions back into the classroom. Donald Trump would be shaming these states to actually hold these unions accountable and prioritize the children. I mean, you know, we are not doing that. Like, this generation, to your point, we have failed the children. And it drives me nuts because, again, the message over and over and over from this administration is they're more concerned with the perception than the reality. You know, they're more concerned with, you know, the political consequences of their decisions than the human consequences of their decisions. You know, that's why they ran out of words in the thesaurus to say the word crisis at the border. They've said everything but because they don't want, you know, the perception to mirror the reality. And that's what's gone on with schools. We're not having a conversation about all of the facts we could cite about how incidents of self-harm and suicide are up about 300% amongst teenage kids. No, we're just talking about is it 3 feet or it's 6 feet. It doesn't matter feet. That's the real issue. And if we know the teachers can be back in class, they're out of excuses.
I like
the only
that.
Excuse they have
is
we have a president that won't push them. That's what it is.
Exactly. Anything, Pete. More with Jimmy coming up on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for the call, Chris.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size Fun Pop, 79 cents Thursday. Or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays. At a PetroServe USA near you, plus three Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Spring Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Sounds like you all are doing a little Eric Clapton tribute for his 76th birthday today, Kev.
Way to go.
University of Mary, one of our fine sponsors on the program. Want to give a shout out in gratitude for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. And right now, the University of Mary is giving a give back, if you will. They're offering teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued up to the tuition cost of your first class. So it's a way to take that first step towards a fresh start this spring. Enroll in an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program, online, evenings. You choose the best way to learn. The University of Mary believes your life and career experiences are valuable, so they offer credit for previous experience. Complete your degree sooner. Earn credit for experience you already have. Ingenious. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive the thank you scholarship. You can also have your application fee waived if you simply use the promo code SCOTT. When you go online, to online.umary.edu or call the University of Mary 701-355-8030. online.umary.edu or call 355-8030. Scott on the promo code will get that for you. 10 before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation with Jimmy Failla. Jimmy is Fox Across America host on both the Fox News Radio and Fox Nation. You're in that 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. slot central. This is obviously a slot that is in some bit of, I would say, turmoil due to the tragic death of Rush Limbaugh. And we lost him from cancer. All of us, I think, as talk shows owe Rush a debt of gratitude for plowing the ground that he did. But people are looking for other shows and other things and other happening. Are you noticing more affiliates as a result of that? People saying we're gonna put Jimmy in that slot. Is that happening?
Yeah, you know what? Our show is growing rather rapidly. Obviously, you know, it being Rush's slot, and it is the Rush slot. Think about that. It's referred to in our industry as the Rush slot because here's the thing about radio, okay? And I can tell you this is a guy who spent his whole life driving a cab. Every one of us who hosts a radio show is basically starring in a buddy cop movie. And what I mean is a person gets into the car one day, turns on their radio, and finds out they have a new partner in the car with them each morning or each afternoon, and they have to decide whether or not they can make it work with this new partner and fight some crime together, or they need to call the Sarge and ask for a transfer. And essentially, Rush was a guy who had 20 million buddy cops in their car. I was one of them. I listened to his show for 3 hours a day when I was driving a cab in New York City, and it's what made me fall in love with talk radio, is the ability of guys like us to make somebody's work day kind of pick up speed and give them that 3 hour or 2 hour bounce where they really have something they look forward to that allows them to like not feel the work. So for me, that was Rush. Like I would, you know, when I was literally getting like cut off and shot at, you know, I would be listening to him, you know, play song parodies and make fun of Democrats, and I loved it. So like all I ever wanted to be as a radio host was certainly not him, because nobody could be. You know, he is just the most authentic version of who he was. So what I try to do in my own little buddy cop movie is just be the best version of this. You know, and when people say to me like, oh, you know, this is amazing, you're the best part of my workday, that's the coolest part of this job, is knowing that you give somebody else that escape pod from whatever the heck it is they're doing, you know, in their 9 to 5 or whatever the hours they work. I mean, most of my listeners, let's be honest, they're not working. They're in a prison rec yard somewhere listening to transistor radio.
But you know what? The buddy analogy is very good. I think Rush Limbaugh's success was based more on the fact that he reflected what we believed, right? So you go, holy buckets, somebody's saying exactly what I think in a lot more eloquent way than I ever could, and that was the bond, right? Do you see your show as that kind of platform of just helping people understand why they think the way they think, obviously with humor, given your comedy background and everything? Is that part of your mission?
Yes, my whole show is what I was doing this in a taxi. Like when Rush went off the air in New York, all my other options were, you know, horrific. Like Joe Scarborough had a show back when I was driving a cab, which we shouldn't knock because it's the highest rating show at Guantanamo Bay. That's what they replaced waterboarding with. Like, you tell us who did it and we'll put on Joe and Mika. But the point is, yes, I used to shut off at the end of the Rush show. I would shut it off on my time, and I would start doing my own show. I would drive around monologuing in traffic based on what I had seen, and then when the guests got in, you know, which in this case were passengers, I would just start interviewing people about the world. And that's very much the vibe of my show. We never know who the heck is going to get in, but it's an easy vibe. Like, obviously, we're covering everything everybody else has to cover, but the vibe, like I always say, it's like an audio safe space for cool people. And all I really mean by that is, like, when you look at the country right now, I obviously lean way to the right, but at this point, we don't need more Republicans, we don't need more Democrats, we need less a-holes, you know, we just do. We need people that are less jerks in our political discourse, and if we could just start there, like, just agree on the right to disagree, this country might have a shot, but instead we're just throwing everybody out of our lives like it's a 5-year-old's birthday party if they don't make the same choices as us, and that's stupid.
Very well said. Last quick call here from Rusty in Watford City. Go ahead, Rusty. We'll give you the last word.
I was just wanting to point out that not enough people are talking about what you're talking about with the kids earlier and the distance learning, what it's doing to them. I have firsthand experience. My son went through some dark times right there, and then when he got back in school to face-to-face, it totally changed his whole outlook, his appearance, and, I mean, everything. So I appreciate y'all talking about that, bringing that up. No, I don't think enough people are talking about it, about the kids. And just not
great point. That is a great point. Yeah, they call it distance learning because the grades are far from good.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
And also taking kids out of their day-to-day friends, the dynamics at school, athletics, all of that. You know, more depression, more anxiety, terrible. Good point from Watford City, as always. Jimmy, thanks. Good luck to you. We'll stay in touch, okay?
Yeah, let's do it again. I miss you guys already. We'll always have this. Take
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.